He put all things under his feet. We are his body. He makes everything complete. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the living bread in your word that we can nourish our souls on every day. We can feed our spirits so that we can become strong and grow to be more like you. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Ephesians 1, verse 19 to 23, Amplified Classic. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised through the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all, for in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete, and who fills everything everywhere with himself. When it says seated him, it could also say exalted him, because he was raised up to that position. And that position at the right hand of the Father is a position of authority and honor. An interesting thing about the Passion Translation, TPT, is that it refers to Aramaic in its notes on Ephesians and throughout the New Testament, based on a specific unconventional translation philosophy that prioritizes the Aramaic Peshitta, or a reconstructed Aramaic original, over the standard Koine Greek texts. Apparently the Aramaic captures the heart and emotions of God better than Greek, which seems to be a more sterile logical language. Now the position that Jesus is in is totally different to our position. Our position is referred to in Psalm 8, verse 4 to 6, TPT. Why would you bother with puny mortal man or care about human beings? Yet what honor you have given to men, created only a little lower than Elohim, crowned with glory and magnificence. You have delegated to them rulership over all you have made, with everything under their authority, placing earth itself under the feet of your image bearers. Now we are created in the image of God, so that's in Genesis 1, verse 27 to 28. TPT. So God created man and woman, and shaped them with his image inside them. In his own beautiful image he created his masterpiece. Yes, male and female he created them. And God blessed them in his love, saying, reproduce and be fruitful, populate the earth and subdue it, reign over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and every creature that lives on earth. Now a lot of translations say a little lower than the angels in Psalm 8. However, the TPT points out in its notes that that word there, which is a little lower than Elohim, is the same Aramaic word used in Genesis 1 in the beginning, where God created everything. The version I'm most used to is the NKJV of Genesis 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And there, the word translated God is the same as the one that TPT translates as Elohim in Psalm 8. So yes, compared to God, we are minuscule and tiny and puny and weak and seemingly insignificant. However, when the Creator of heaven and earth loves you so much that he's willing to die for you, that automatically gives you a very high value, because the value of an item, even in a sale, is determined by the price someone is willing to pay for it. I've been selling some second-hand items for a friend of mine recently, and we advertised the items on social media, etc., and online, and someone contacts you and says, can you negotiate the price? And then I contact her, and she says, yeah, I'll accept this, but I won't accept that. And I get back to the buyer and tell them that's what the seller will accept, and that's the price agreed upon. And the value of that item is whatever someone was willing to pay for it. And that makes you and I very, very, extremely valuable, because we are valued at the life of the Son of Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. So if you have a low self-esteem, or someone tells you you're an oxygen thief, or whatever people are dissing you or humiliating you, remember, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Redeemer, thinks you're to die for. And he did die for you, and he rose again, and he ascended on high, and he prays for you daily. So if you feel, wish somebody was praying for me, guess what? The lover of your soul is praying for you every day. The first two verses of our scripture today in the TPT reads as follows. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. That's Ephesians 1, verse 19 to 20, TPT. And the first three verses in the NKJV talks about the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So I hope, having restated the same facts three different ways, that you will realize that the power of God is huge and awesome and mighty. And that same power is available to us. We are on the winning team. We are facing a defeated foe who is a bad loser. And we do have to do cleaning up operations. And we do still have to put our armor on, which is coming later in this same beautiful book of Ephesians. And we do face spiritual warfare. I experience it in my own life. I think we all do. Because the devil is afraid of what you and I can become. That is why he attacks us. That is why he gives us such a hard time. Because he knows that greater is our beautiful Redeemer, our beautiful Holy Spirit living in us than he is. Because he's the one that's living in the people of the world. So our Redeemer, Jesus Christ the Messiah, is above every other name. So our Almighty God is above every other name, every other power and principality. All the demons, all the, well, angels as well, but the angels are on the same side. So all the opposing powers that can come against us are weaker than our Almighty God. And this is reflected also in Revelations, in Revelation 1 verse 8 in KJV. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. In TBT, in verse 8, it reads, I am the Aleph and the Tav. Now, Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, equivalent to our A and Z, or A and Z in some countries. And the Aleph is equivalent to the A, or Alpha, and the Tav is equivalent to Omega, or Z, or Z. So, he is the everlasting God, the timeless God. He is the one that existed before time began, and he will continue to exist when this chapter in Earth's history comes to an end, when Jesus returns. And I don't even know if time will continue to exist after that, but I do know that God will continue to exist, and so will we, forever, because he has promised us eternal life for all who believe. That's in John 1:12. Another one in Revelations is Revelation 22:12-13 in KJV. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. TPT verse 13 reads, I am the Aleph and the Tav, the first and the last, the beginning and the completion. On the cross, our Redeemer said, it is finished. That's complete. That means he left nothing undone. There is no part of the law that we still have to comply with. Some people seem to think that our high priest dealt with the sacrificial system so they don't have to make sacrifices anymore, but the rest of the law they have to still follow. I actually can't see that, because Jesus said, it is finished, means he did the whole job, finished and klar. He didn't do a half job, he did the whole thing. He dealt with every aspect of the law, every jot and tittle, every little mark of the pen in Hebrew and Aramaic and those languages, there are little marks that give words different meanings, and we've just got 26 letters of the alphabet and we combine those in creative ways to make sounds and words. But the original texts had very interesting little marks and little, looks like dots and commas and all little things that went all over the place, not just at the bottom of the letters like our dots and commas go. And Jesus said, not one jot or tittle of the law will fall away. He did not get rid of the law. He fulfilled the law, the whole law, not just part of it. So I encourage you to live in the new law of love, the law of the Spirit, the law of life that has conquered the law of sin and death. That's in Romans 8 verse 2, TPT. For the law of the Spirit of life flowing through the anointing of Jesus has liberated us from the law of sin and death. So when you're faced with difficult circumstances or tricky situations or even dangerous things or wild animals or whatever, remember Daniel in the lion's den? Yeah. That's when you need to remember the authority that we have in Christ. And when you're facing off against demons, we have that same authority. I have dealt with demons before. It was in a pub situation. Someone asked me to go and talk to somebody, and that somebody started talking to me in a different voice, and I realized it was a demon talking through the man, and that was many, 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 many years ago. But yeah, they are real, but they are on the losing side, and we have the Creator of heaven and earth, and Christ has won the authority, all authority, in heaven and on earth. Some of my favorite red letters in the Bible, red letters are the words that Jesus himself spoke, are in Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20 TPT. Then Jesus came close to them and said, all authority of the universe has been given to me. Now wherever you go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to faithfully follow all that I have commanded you. And never forget that I am with you every day, even to the completion of this age. So, yeah, it's not like airtime that expires. Jesus will be with us forever, till the end of time, whenever that is. We don't even understand how time is going to work when Jesus returns, but we do know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. That's in Hebrews 13, verse 5 to 6, TPT. Don't be obsessed with money, but live content with what you have, for you always have God's presence. For hasn't he promised you, I will never leave you, never, and I will not loosen my grip on your life. So we can say with great confidence, I know the Lord is for me, and I will never be afraid of what people may do to me. So we're on the winning team. Our Commander-in-Chief, our beautiful Redeemer, has all authority in heaven and earth, and so we can boldly shine our lights.